Ramada. Boy, you know what? The Lord is kind. He is merciful. Every time I begin this call, at some point I feel something good. Cada vez cuando empiezo esta llamada, empiezo a sentir algo bonito. Why don't we just thank God right now? Vamos a pedir, a darle gracias al Señor por darnos el ungimiento y el favor. We want to thank Him for the anointing and the favor, the blessing that He gives us so we can do this call. Let's pray right now. Señor Jesús, gracias por su ungimiento, gracias por su bendición, aleluya, y gracias por su favor, Señor, que usted nos esté, que usted nos está dando, Señor, para poder hablar de las cosas que estamos hablando, so we can talk about these important things that we are talking about on this evangelism call, las cosas importantes que estamos hablando en esta llamada de devoción. Praise God. All right, I'm doing three things here at once. We got some people coming onto the line, and we're going to go ahead and share some exciting things here. Let's begin. Vamos a empezar con unos detalles. ¿Y qué mensaje oímos anoche de nuestro pastor? What a powerful message, an important message we heard last night from our pastor, to be a positive influence, de ser una influencia positiva, especialmente con nuestros nuevos conversos y nuestros nuevos visitantes, especially with our new converts and our new visitors. Let's be mindful of that. Let's remember that people are watching us. Hay que recordarnos que la gente nos está mirando, está notando cosas. And, you know, and I'll just say this right now. I didn't even think of saying this, but it just came to my mind. Acabo de pensar de un detalle ahorita. There's some new folks coming to our church, wonderful families, and someone just told me the other day, you know, Brother Vic, our son, he has his eye on you. He's been noticing you, and he wants to be like you. Oh, my goodness. I was flattered. I felt so proud and embarrassed at the same time, but the important thing is to take note. People are watching us, everybody. Una familia nueva que nos está visitando ahorita, que es parte de la iglesia, me dijeron, hermano Víctor, nuestro hijo se está notando de ti. Y él quiere ser como tú. Y me hizo sentir orgulloso y a la misma vez me sentí avergonzado. I felt flattered. I was so proud of that, but then I felt embarrassed and almost ashamed. I mean, I don't feel like anyone special, but that little boy felt like I was someone that he could look up to and model his life after. Este muchachito sintió que yo era un modelo, una figura por cual él pudiera seguir, como si yo fuera algo importante, algo bueno. But the point is this, and it just came to my mind as we're talking about this. We are influencing people, everybody. Sí, estamos causando una influencia yarabashata en la gente. Hallelujah. Y qué importante es estar, ¿cómo se dice? Que estemos cuidadosos, that we be careful, that we be mindful of what we're saying, what we're doing. Cuidadosos de lo que estamos diciendo, de lo que estamos hablando. Amen. So that's what an important message that our pastor gave to us last night. All right. ¿Qué mensaje importante nos dio nuestro pastor anoche? Let's quickly do a recap from last week. Pastor Clark mentioned, by the way, that we are going to go ahead and hold off on the Monday night devotion calls. Our revival devotion, it served a great purpose during the COVID era, and we're going to go ahead and stop that that devotion. El pastor nos dijo que ya no vamos a estar haciendo los devociones lunes en la noche. Sirvió un propósito muy grande, muy importante durante el tiempo del virus, pero ahora vamos a estar siguiendo adelante con nuestro devoción en los jueves esta noche. So let's go ahead and talk about what took place last Saturday. We had another great, exciting, powerful, anointed Saturday Street Evangelism Service. Tuvimos otro servicio poderoso el sábado pasado de evangelismo ahí en la esquina de 4 y Grove. And every time we get out, there's something great is happening. Cada vez que nos salimos en esa esquina, algo grande está ocurriendo. It's happening for the people, the visitors, the people that are on that, that are on their carts driving through the intersection, they are feeling an anointing. They are noticing and hearing something powerful that's taking place. La gente que está ahí manejando por ese crucero están sintiendo un ungimiento, están oyendo cosas poderosas. But I want to say something else. It is affecting our people that are there. Sometimes we have between 20 and 30 people on average. Tenemos desde 20 a 30 personas de nuestra iglesia ahí. And I'm noticing that it's beginning to affect them. It's affecting you, everybody. I want to take a moment to talk about this. Estoy notando que no nomás estamos afectando la gente ahí en la vecindad, en la comunidad, pero también está afectando nuestra propia gente que está ahí en la esquina. And this is what I'm talking about. There are many of you that have been there on the corner that before you were kind of shy, kind of timid, kind of, you don't really want to say anything. Muchos de nosotros que en el pasado nunca nos imaginábamos hablando en un micrófono en la esquina, pero de repente están encontrando sus voces. Many of us would have been never imagine ourselves there on the street corner on a microphone giving your testimony. But now, little by little, more of you have been coming up. Hey, Brother Vic, I want to say something. I want to be able to say something. And you are finding your voice. Also, you may have noticed in the last several weeks, we're having the kids and the young people and the adults. Last week we had some young people and the women got up there and they sang a song right there on the street corner. Ya tenemos los niños y los jóvenes que están cantando en un coro allí en la esquina. Y también tenemos adultos. El último sábado tuvimos las mujeres que hicieron un coro como las mujeres cantando en la esquina. Again, people are finding their voice. La gente está encontrando su voz. And that's, again, what an important thing this is for our people. It's like a training ground. Es como un campamento de entrenamiento para nuestra gente que en el pasado posiblemente no tenían una voz o tenían temor de salir en público. There's many of us, many of you that perhaps in the past were very shy, very timid, very quiet. Never would you imagine yourself going out there on the corner, but you are literally stepping out in faith and you are finding your voice and you're able to speak out in public. Everybody, I really want to stress the importance of this. Quiero estresar la importancia de esto, hermanos. ¿Por qué? Because as time continues, you are going to be doing the very same thing. En con tiempo, ustedes van a estar haciendo la misma cosa. What are you talking about, Brother Vic? ¿De qué está hablando, hermano Victor? Precisely what we're doing on Saturday, but also when you go into a store. También cuando usted entra a una tienda, I'll be honest with you, since we've been doing this now, when I go into a store, and I mentioned this previously, immediately I'm thinking, hey, I wonder if that person knows Jesus. Hey, how can I introduce Jesus to that person? Mi mente ya está pensando de esa forma, hermanos. Cuando yo entro a una tienda, yo ya estoy pensando, ¿cómo le puedo hablar a esa persona de Jesús? I'm being honest with you. Estoy siendo muy honesto con ustedes. Mi mente ya piensa diferente. Think about what I just said. My mind now thinks differently. Boy, someone write that down because this is good for you. Your mind is going to begin to think differently. Tu mente va a empezar a pensar diferentemente, hermanos. Why? Because you've been out on the street corner. You've got on that microphone. Or even if you haven't got on the microphone yet, you are out there with signs, giving out church cards, giving out free Bibles that we're doing. You're out there connecting with the public. You've lost a certain degree of shame and embarrassment. Y usted que está en la esquina ya está perdiendo lo que es ser vergonzosos. Porque ahora usted está en esa esquina, está en el micrófono, o está dando tarjetas, o está dando Biblias gratis, o está simplemente en el público haciendo algo que en el pasado usted nunca ha hecho. Do you feel what I'm saying? I hope you feel what I'm saying. Siento que está entendiendo lo que le estoy diciendo esta noche, hermanos. This is not one of my points tonight. Esto no fue uno de mis puntos de hablar esta noche. But I can see, I believe the Lord wants us to talk about this. Yo siento que el Señor quiere hablar, que nosotros hablemos de esto. Remember, Pastor Clark said it again, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Pero recibiréis poder después que el Espíritu Santo ha caído sobre usted. Remember, when you got the Holy Ghost, you got power. Cuando usted recibió el Espíritu Santo, usted recibió poder. And if you haven't got the Holy Ghost yet, I just said yet, You're going to get it, and you're going to receive that power. Cuando usted recibe el Espíritu Santo, usted va a recibir ese poder. ¿Para hacer qué? Para ser testigos. Power to do what? To be witnesses. And that's exactly what we're talking. So let me finish this point on this note. Quiero terminar este punto en esta nota, por decir. What we're doing out there on Saturday, we're being trained. Lo que estamos haciendo ahí el sábado, estamos entrenándonos, hermanos. We're retraining our mind. No, I'm shy, Brother Vic. I'm shy. Okay, sure you are. Here's the mic. Here's a church card. No, but I'm shy. Well, you're out here on the corner, aren't you? You feel what I'm saying, everybody? Hermano Victor, yo soy muy avergonzoso. You know, but well, aquí está el micrófono. Hay que decir algo. O aquí está una tarjeta, una Biblia. Ya está perdiendo lo que es ser vergonzoso. The point is this, everybody. You are beginning to lose your shyness. You're losing different degrees of your shyness, of being timid. I'm thinking of people right now that couldn't do it 6 months ago, 3 months ago. You're doing it today. Varios de ustedes no estaban haciendo esto hace 6 meses, hace 3 meses. Pero ahora lo está haciendo, hermanos. Lo están haciendo, están hablando, están usando su voz. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So everybody, let's find our voice. Hay que encontrar nuestra voz. Let's continue to move forward here on what else is taking place. Nuestros nuevos conversos, our new converts. We have several new converts. We have already talked about Edwin, who he was baptized over a month ago. Edwin se bautizó hace más de un mes. Gustavo got baptized about a month ago. Gustavo se bautizó hace un mes. Y el domingo pasado, Felipe se bautizó. Last Sunday, Felipe was baptized in the lovely name of Jesus. Praise God. And the Holy Ghost is on the way to all of these new baptismal converts. El Espíritu Santo ya viene en camino a nuestros nuevos conversos que se han bautizado recientemente. And there's Fabian. I've already mentioned Fabian a couple of times. He's still getting over the COVID. Fabian se está reponiendo del COVID. Let's be praying for him that he get better and he be back this Sunday. Hay que estar orando por Fabian que se reponga de completo y que pueda regresar a la iglesia este domingo. Now let's go to another topic here, everybody. Remember, this call is mainly giving us an update on what's happening from week to week. El propósito de esta llamada es para darnos a todos lo que está pasando en esta semana pasada y lo que va a venir en los días que vienen. We've talked about the net. Hemos hablado de la red del evangelismo, the evangelism net. And that's what we are, everybody. All of us are different points that form that net. Cada uno de nosotros somos puntos en esa red y formamos esa red completa. Hasta Elisa, que está en San Diego. Even mom, Elisa, who's in San Diego, she's a part of the net. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment. Vamos a hablar de eso en un momentito. Sister Jessica has been so diligent. La hermana Jessica ha sido tan diligente. She's been building this out for months. Ella está trabajando por meses en esto. Estamos hablando de la red, the net. And specifically, she's created a virtual net. Ha formado una red virtual, la hermana Jessica. And those of you who know about it, it's an app that goes on the phone. Ustedes que saben de esto, es una aplicación que se pone un app, que se pone en el teléfono y ahí va a poder ver todos los nombres, número de teléfono y una nota. On that app, that net app, I like that. Boy, I'm liking that, Sister Jessica. On that net app, so simple and direct, huh? You're going to see a name, a phone number, and a little note, a comment about that person. Oh, this person came 3 months ago. Came 2 months ago. It came last month. Esta persona vino hace 3 meses. Hace 2 meses, hace un mes. You're going to be able to see all these notes. Va a poder ver todas estas notas. And we're going to be dispersing these names. Vamos a estar mandando estos nombres a diferentes personas para poder llamar a esa persona. For example, on a Saturday after our evangelism outreach, when we get together, I can go ahead and start telling people, everybody, these are the names, and we're going to go ahead and distribute these names. Brother so-and-so, Brother Miguel, you're going to have this name. And Sister Jessica, Brother Sid, you can use this name. Puedo decir, hermano Miguel, hermana Jessica, ustedes pueden tomar esos nombres. Hablan español. Let me speak Spanish. We're going to give it to a Spanish speaker. Hermano Sid, hermana Jessica, le vamos a dar estos nombres. Basically, we're going to be distributing some names, and the homework is going to be very simple. That Saturday afternoon, the rest of that Saturday, as long as everybody can just reach out to one person. Con que cada uno de nosotros podemos contactar una persona. Just one. Think about what I'm saying, everybody. We're trying to simplify this. Queremos simplificar esto, hermanos. We just want everybody to reach at least one person, maybe two. Con que usted pueda contactar una persona, posiblemente dos. And it could be a phone call, it could be a text. Puede ser una llamada telefónica, puede ser un texto. So I hope you're feeling this, everybody. We're a net. We're capturing. We're catching fish. The Lord said, follow me and I will make you to become fishers of men, women, and children. Praise God. I hope you feel the anointing as I'm saying that. El Señor Jesucristo les dijo a los discípulos, síguenme, y nosotros somos sus discípulos. Síganme, y yo los voy a convertir a pescadores de hombres, de mujeres, y de niños. Praise God. I hope you're feeling this, everybody. So, there's the net of evangelism. Ahí está la red del evangelismo. And we are going ahead and creating our own virtual net. Estamos creando nuestra red virtual. And again, it's an app. I already talked about it. Es esa app que se pone en el teléfono. Y vamos a poder juntarnos sábados después del evangelismo. Right after our street evangelism, we can get together. It won't take long. No va a tomar mucho tiempo. But it's important to begin to distribute these names and to explain how this is going to work. Es importante distribuir estos nombres a nosotros, a nuestro grupo, a nuestra red. Y vamos a explicar unos detalles de cómo va a trabajar. We are going to explain this to our net. We are the net, everybody. We are the net. Just begin to think about it. I'm a point on that net. Yo soy un punto en esa red. Y qué importante es esta red. You are important as you are a part of this network or this net. Well, actually, yes, network. Sister Jessica, there's another little pun on word. You can figure that one out. We're a network, a work, whatever. You got the point. Anyway, so con eso dicho, hermanos, vamos a hablar de eso un poco más este sábado. Praise God. We'll talk about that more, a little bit more on Saturday. All right, let's move on to the next thing. I'm trying to hit as many points as I can. Bible studies. We've been talking about this, and it kind of goes in line with what I talked about earlier, finding your voice. Hablamos de los estudios bíblicos, y eso se va en conjunto de lo que yo hablé hace un ratito, en encontrar nuestra voz. Little by little, everybody. I can't teach a Bible study, Brother Vic. Yo no puedo dar un estudio bíblico, hermano Victor. If you have a voice, and you have a testimony, yes, you can. Si usted tiene una voz, y usted tiene un testimonio, usted puede enseñar un estudio bíblico. The only difference is we're not going to call it a Bible study. We're going to call it sharing your testimony. How does that sound, everybody? No lo vamos a llamar un estudio bíblico. Lo vamos a llamar compartiendo de su testimonio. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost just saying that. Yo siento el Espíritu Santo diciendo eso, hermanos. Because, again, the Lord gave us power to do what, everybody? Just say it. To be witnesses. El Señor nos dio poder para ser testigos. I hope you're seeing this. The more I say it, I hope you're beginning to capture the simplicity of what I'm talking about. Espero que usted ya está recibiendo qué tan simple, qué tan fácil es lo que estoy hablando, hermanos. So once again, everybody, let's gear up. Find your voice. We're going to start sharing testimonies. We're going to start. I'm going to have people start giving their testimonies online, on the call, in public. Just get used to it. Get ready. Yo voy a empezar a pedirle a ustedes que den sus testimonios en esta llamada de devoción, de conferencia, en público, en la esquina, poco a poco, just little by little. Just gear up in your minds. Prepárense en sus mentes. Oh, I'm going to give my testimony. I'm going to give my testimony. Yo voy a dar mi testimonio. Yo voy a dar mi testimonio. And that's where you're going to then open up and be able to share a scripture along with your testimony. Después usted va a poder agregar una escritura con su testimonio. It's that simple, everybody. All you need is the anointing. Es tan fácil. Simplemente necesita el ungimiento. All right, let's go on to the next point. I got about 5 minutes left. Tengo como 5 minutos que me quedan. And I want to talk about something else. Again, Felipe was baptized this last Sunday. Felipe fue bautizado en el nombre de Jesús este domingo pasado. And he is so excited about the great things that are happening in his life. Él está tan emocionado de las cosas grandes que están pasando en su vida ahorita, hermanos. He's come to me and to several others. Brother Vic, I just love this church. Hermano Victor, yo amo esta iglesia. Todos me han enseñado amor. Everyone has shown us love. And I want this for my family. Yo quiero esto para mi familia. Hermano Felipe, quiero que usted sepa que usted ya es parte de nuestra familia. Brother Felipe, I want you to know that you are already a part of our family. And everyone feels the same way. Y todos se sienten de la misma manera. Well, last night after church, Felipe and I were talking. Después de la iglesia, Felipe y yo estamos ahí comiendo yogurt o algo así. We went to go get some yogurt. And Brother Felipe started telling me a little testimony. There's a testimony. He told me, Brother Vic, I was out there driving. You know what? Brother Vic just made a decision. Acabo de hacer una decisión. I'm going to go ahead and start in a little bit early. It's about 7:40. We got about 4 or 5 minutes left. And I'm going to, instead of me sharing this testimony, it just, Brother, Mom, I'll just let the cat out of the bag. Brother Felipe was going to come on at the very end and say hi to everybody. But I'm going to get him on the line now. Brother Felipe, get ready. I'm putting you on the line. Hermano Felipe, prepárese. Lo voy a poner en la línea ahorita. And I want him to share this testimony. Yo quiero que él dé este testimonio. ¿Está listo, hermano Felipe? Are you ready? I'm putting you on the line right now, and I want you to say hi to everybody. And if Andrea feels good enough, okay, she's not too sick, she can also say hi. But I want you to share with the group what happened as you were driving. All right? Here we go. Here we go. Hermano Felipe, can you hear me okay?
Yes, brother.
¿Me puede oír bien?
Sí, sí.
Perfecto. This is a bilingual call, so every time you speak in English, Felipe, I'm going to go ahead and translate into Spanish, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Can you go ahead and just tell the whole group what you told me about when you were driving and listening to the music and what started happening? Can you go ahead and share that? Is that okay?
Of course.
Yeah, why don't you do that and just stop every couple sentences. I'm going to translate into Spanish, okay?
Okay.
Go right ahead, Felipe.
All right. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. I don't know if you know me. Most of you guys do.
Hermano Felipe le dio saludos a toda la iglesia.
Well, I got baptized on Sunday, and I was praying for the Holy Ghost then.
Yo fui bautizado el domingo pasado y desde entonces estoy pidiendo al Señor por el Espíritu Santo. Hallelujah, Ramashata. Go ahead, Felipe.
Amen. And and I've been praying ever since. So it didn't happen then, you know, but I've been praying and I was driving home from work.
Y yo estaba manejando del trabajo en mi troca, manejando.
I was driving home and coming down Kellogg Hill. You know, I don't listen to regular radio. I listen to gospel music.
Cuando yo estoy manejando, yo no estoy escuchando el radio regular, normal. Yo siempre escucho música cristiana.
Yes, and coming down the hill, I started singing because I really liked this song, and something really special happened.
A cantar con este con esta canción en voz alta.
Yes, and I felt something special. I had I felt really, really nice, and I had goosebumps like I've never had before.
De repente empecé a sentir escalofríos, empecé a sentir algo bonito, un calorcito que cubrió mi cuerpo.
And then I realized what was happening, and I said, "Oh my God, I'm driving!" And I got a little, out of. I lowered the radio and everything because I don't know what was going to happen.
Medio asusté, bajé el radio, empecé a decelerar mi carro porque sentí, ¿qué está pasando? Algo me está pasando a mí ahorita. That's great, Felipe. What else?
Yes, and then I realized after that if I would continue, I realized that it might have happened, the Holy Ghost, and I was really excited.
Permitido que esto pasara, yo siento que iba a recibir el Espíritu Santo.
Yes, and after that, I've been thinking about it, and I had to tell somebody, so I told a couple of brothers and sisters and Brother Vic.
So después de esto, yo sentí la necesidad de decirle a varios de los hermanos y también a hermano Víctor.
So pray for me, brothers and sisters. I am really searching for it, and I'm really praying for it. So I need your guys' prayer, and I know it's coming, and I feel it all around me. Thank
por eso,
you.
Yo estoy pidiendo que todos oren por mí, porque yo quiero el Espíritu Santo. Felipe, this was a great, great testimony. I hope I didn't put you on the spot. I know I had asked you to just come on to say hi. Yo nomás le pedí al hermano Felipe que se subiera a la línea nomás para decirle hola a todos, but I'm glad this happened. You gave the testimony much better than me giving it. Usted dio el testimonio mucho mejor que yo dando ese testimonio. So this has been a treat. This is a pleasure. Praise God. I'm already getting text messages right now. La gente ya está mandando textos ahorita. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for Felipe, Andrea, Tania, and Pepe. The Holy Ghost is on the way. Sister Jessica wrote, Gloria a Dios, gracias a Dios, por Felipe, Andrea, Tania, Pepe, el Espíritu Santo ya viene en camino. Praise God. Let's pray him through on this call tonight. Sister Margarita said, vamos a orar ahorita que el hermano Felipe recibe el Espíritu Santo todo ahorita esta noche. Hey, everybody, it can happen. Matter of fact, we're going to be praying to end this call in just a minute. Ahorita vamos a orar todos juntos en terminar esta llamada. We're already out of time. Ya estamos terminando, ya se está terminando la hora ahorita. Pero, una vez más, oh my goodness, I got to read you Samuel's, Brother Samuel Roseberry's message. Esto es muy bueno. He wrote it in Spanish, everybody. Brother Samuel wrote it in Spanish. Esto es muy bueno. This is very good. We're excited. Everybody is so excited. They're even learning how to speak Spanish because of your testimony, Brother Felipe. Estamos emocionados por el testimonio del hermano Felipe. Felipe, it is on the way. Ya viene el Espíritu Santo a usted, a su familia, a sus hijos. Why don't we just end this call on a special note? I'm going to go ahead and we're going to do this. I want you to hear everybody praying. Yo quiero que todos oigan a Felipe, que Felipe oiga a todos orando at the same time, al mismo tiempo. Everybody put on your prayer hats. I know we've been on coasting, you've been hearing Brother Vic, but everybody, let's begin to pray right now that Felipe is going to get the Holy Ghost. He can get it tonight. He can get the Holy Ghost tonight when he goes to bed. Y vamos a orar todos juntos ahorita que Felipe y Andrea reciban el Espíritu Santo. Lo pueden recibir esta noche antes de irse a dormir. Everybody, let's begin to pray with a loud voice. I'm going to open up everybody's line. Voy a abrir la línea ahorita. Let's begin to pray. Felipe, are you ready? Let's pray together. Lord Jesus.
This is San Diego. This is San Diego. You can receive the Holy Ghost right now. Not tonight. Right now.
Estamos pidiendo.
Felipe,
his family, Lord Jesus. Que usted prepare Felipe. Que él quiere el Espíritu Santo.
Holy Ghost,
please hear the voice of the brothers and sisters that are praying for you. Yo quería que usted me están orando. There's something powerful in praying. There's something powerful in hearing the voices of your family. Everybody, I'm going to go ahead and begin to end the song. Just continue to pray. At 11 a.m. Quiero recordarles a todos nuestro el servicio de la calle ahí en la esquina de 4 y Grove a las 11 de la mañana. Please come a little bit early so we can pray. Vengan un poquito temprano para que podamos orar juntos. Felipe, are you still there?
Yes, I am, bro.
Well, I believe you hearing the voices of your brothers and sisters praying for you has impacted you, hasn't it?
Yes. It does. Yeah. It always does. I love you guys. When every time you guys pray with me and pray for me and my family, I really love you guys. I love you guys. I love my church, my sisters. I love you guys.
Podemos sentir tu amor, Felipe. Podemos sentir tu amor a la gente y el amor de nuestros hermanos a ti y a tu familia. You can feel the love of us. You can feel the anointing. You can feel it. Powerful, powerful. Everybody, I'm over my time, but let's continue to be prayerful. Vamos a seguir orando. Hallelujah. Yes, everybody's already sending text messages. They're being touched. They're being touched by your words, by your spirit, and by your love, Felipe. We feel that love. I can go on and on. We can feel the love from your family to us and from our church to you, but you are part of the family. Tú ya eres parte de nuestra familia, Felipe. God bless everybody. We'll see you on Saturday at 11 a.m. Vamos a ver todos 11 de la mañana el sábado. Dios me los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. Amén y amén.